Okay. A walk in the forest. Theo is walking there. Looking at a bumblebee flying above the path happily. It's midsummer tomorrow, for God's sake. I should be near the one I love. And then he decided to set out on his journey anyway. Enough rest. I feel stronger now again. And he walks homeward. Could be a better day. Life is great. Shri Radha Govinda is here. He walked past the tent that he had seen times before. It was still standing upright, so it was probably inhabited by a homeless person. They were popping up more and more in the parks these days. Is this a sign of a healthy society, he thought? Shouldn't the leaders, if they indeed want to call themselves true leaders, first of all, make sure everyone has a home. Everyone gets food. The base necessities, for God's sake. And he thought that is in support of the base income. Concept where every citizen gets a basic salary state every year. But he had a better idea. Give everyone a basic apartment, a basic home for free. Or not even for free, but at a decent price that then also the government can sometimes subsidize and all these kind of things. So everyone has a home, no matter what. Not that they get thrown out It may get simpler if you don't take care of it. And better if you do. What kind of lyrics? Yeah. And thoughts like that went through his mind as he walked home and then continued chanting his japa. He had sent his letter, a birthday greeting, basically, and some philosophical words about life in general, and love and all that. Even some of those smart quotes. But if you looked under the surface carefully, you see the hidden message. I love you. I'm coming for you. And then he put down his recorder, he took up his speed bag, set out for home to prepare for his next journey. He called his kids, they said it was okay. I told you I was gonna do journeying during June, but in July I'll be back here. And they were okay with it, so forward.